Chapter 15.
I was mad, Cole said, glancing nervously around the circle. When I went to the island, I wasn't thinking straight. I didn't realize you were all trying to help me. I thought sending me away was just your way of getting rid of me. I went there just to avoid jail.
Cole struggled with his words.
I know now I was wrong, and I know I can't go back to the island after what I did. That's okay.
As he handed the feather to his mother, strong doubt showed in the eyes of the circle members. He had lied to them so often, they were numb to his words now.
I know Cole has changed some, his mother began,
her voice surprisingly strong.
Since the attack, I've seen a difference in his attitude. For the first time, he's talked openly with me. I don't know what should happen to him now. I feel like I'm just trying to pick up the pieces myself.
She dabbed at her eyes.
I just hope there are pieces left to pick up.
She handed the feather on. As each member spoke, nobody argued for Cole's release. Even Cole's lawyer spoke in terms of a reduced jail term for good behavior. Each circle member expressed regret for what had happened. All of them thought it was time to return the case to the courts. The only person to speak in Cole's defense was Garvey.
I don't know what all happened on that island, he said. But there has been a change in Cole. Of that, I'm sure. Whatever we decide to do, I hope this change is allowed to continue.
When Peter's lawyer received the feather, she held it indifferently beside her as if it no longer held meaning.
This whole thing has to stop now, she said strongly. No more. Too many people have suffered and paid a price on account of Cole Matthews. Maybe someday he'll find a way to be a productive member of society. For now, it's the welfare of society that must be considered. 2 days on an island is hardly enough time to change someone. This circle needs to know that Peter Driscoll is not rehabilitating well, either physically or emotionally. He has slurred speech and diminished coordination. This is Cole's fault. It's not something Cole can fix, but he can face the consequences. Even now, he refuses to admit the complete truth. I understand he claims that a pure white bear attacked him. Does he really expect anybody to believe such a thing? I'm told no such bear exists in the area he was sent.
The lawyer spoke firmly.
Circle justice has proven to be a waste of time. It's time for Cole to face real consequences.
She handed the feather back to the keeper. The keeper ran her fingers over the feather to straighten it, as if trying to fix the damage suffered by the circle. When she finished, she turned to Edwin.
Do you have anything to share?
Edwin nodded.
Can I ask Cole to help me with a demonstration?
When the keeper nodded, Edwin stood and walked to the open end of the room. He motioned for Cole to follow him. Every eye followed their movements.
Okay,
the Tlingit elder began.
Let's pretend this line is life.
He pointed out a seam in the linoleum flooring that crossed the room. He placed Cole on one side and stood himself on the other.
Cole and I are going to walk the length of this line as if going through life together. This line represents a bad path that I want Cole to move away from. I have 2 ways to get him away.
Edwin began leaning into Cole as they walked forward. Cole instinctively pushed back. They walked forward, pushing on each other harder and harder. Soon they were both struggling. When they reached the other end, Edwin had succeeded in pushing Cole only a couple of feet away from the line. Breathing hard, Cole eyed Edwin with distrust.
Okay, let's walk the other direction and try to do the same thing in a different way, Edwin said.
As Cole turned, suddenly, Edwin rushed at him and shoved him hard with both hands. The push sent Cole sprawling to the floor yards away from the line. Startled, Cole scrambled to get to his feet. Edwin offered a hand and helped him up. Cole fought the urge to hit or shove the elder,
You caught me off guard, he said. Edwin smiled slightly.
Yes, life does that a lot.
He turned to the group.
People change two ways, with slow, persistent pressure, or with a single and sudden traumatic experience. That's why people often change so much when they have a near-death experience. I believe something significant happened to Cole on the island. 6 months ago, he would have come up off the floor swinging after a push like that.